Venezuela, socialists physically block President Juan Guaido from rally of thousands. By BenQ on April 29, 2019. The socialist regime in Venezuela blocked roads to prevent President Juan Guaido from attending a rally in Barquisimeto, the 35-year-old claimed on Sunday. Mass crowds of people turned out to the city of Barquisimeto in Lara State in the hope of seeing Guaido, who has energized the opposition since being appointed interim president in January. "Today we had a meeting planned, we're going to embrace the streets of Lara that filled from end to end," Guaido said, according to Reuters, without commenting on the specifics of the incident. "Today the dictatorship blocked the path, the dictatorship did not allow us to arrive in Barquisimeto. But it will not prevent us from seeing each other." Guaido and other opposition leaders are currently planning protests for Wednesday, May 1. In what he has claimed will be the largest march in Venezuela's history that he also believes will be the definitive phase of his effort to seize power and remove Nicolás Maduro's dictatorship from office. Guaido's efforts to topple the Maduro regime have so far proved unsuccessful. Although it is believed that the socialist regime is losing support with every passing day as the country's economic and humanitarian crisis deepens. Last month, Guaido announced a campaign known as Operation Freedom, which involves the mass mobilization of people across the country to the streets demanding an end to dictatorship. Guaido recently revealed he had held secret discussions with various military leaders over their backing of Maduro, but refused to provide details. "We have of course had very discreet conversations with the military. But now is not the time to share their content because unfortunately, we are in the midst of a dictatorship, and fighting against persecution is the order of the day," he said at the time. Guaido and the opposition movement is also benefiting from the full support of the United States and other Western democracies, the majority of whom have recognized him as the country's legitimate president. The U.S. has continued to step up sanctions against Maduro and other key organs of the regime, although allies such as Russia and China have pledged to help them overcome these difficulties with both economic and military support. There remain serious concerns about Guaido's safety. The regime has stripped him of parliamentary immunity from prosecution and arrested his chief of staff. This weekend, opposition lawmaker and Guaido ally Gilbert Caro was detained by police and the regime's intelligence agency summoned 11 of Guaido's staff members for interviews.